Guten Morgen. It's my privilege to give you an update on a small portion of what the United Church of God does worldwide, the German language region. Mr. Armstrong used to ask, why are we here? So why should we do a work in German? Within the European Union, which now comprises 25 members, German is the most widely spoken first language. Among those languages, in Eastern Europe, it is the most widely spoken second language. So in view of the prophetic significance that we attach to Europe, it is very important for the United Church of God to have a presence in Europe in the German language. Additionally, the German language is the third most widely published language worldwide in terms of books. Those who speak German tend to be voracious readers. And a last little tidbit, 60% of all tax legislation and tax commentary worldwide are published in German, which may tell you something about the mentality of people who speak German. What tools do we use? We have 13 booklets in print. Here you see 10 of them. Our master plan calls for printing 19. Two more will be printed this year and two each in the following 2 years. Beyond that, whatever we offer in terms of booklets will be available only electronically, because once you've printed something, you have to maintain it. The last 2 years, for example, we have had to reprint 5 of our current titles. Our German language Bible study course is now completed. It's been available since January. We have 20 people who have completed the course. We have our first baptism request from Potsdam near Berlin as a result. There are 270 others currently enrolled. We combined lessons 1 and 2 and rewrote lesson 1, which you see here on the slide. It asks the question, is the Bible still relevant today? We publish the United News in German. It's called Intern. It runs from 8 to 16 pages. A text-only publication. We've begun offering it to selected Gute Nachrichten subscribers. We currently have a circulation of 250, 60% of whom have no affiliation with the United Church of God. And that total has tripled in the last 18 months. So with the Gute Nachrichten, we publish and the Intern annually from 200 to 240 pages of periodic literature. Our main tool, of course, the German Good News, Gute Nachrichten. Sometimes we use your title page, which you see here. Sometimes we generate our own. Our current circulation is holding steady at about 4,000. That's what we can afford to provide. All of the things that I've presented to you are paid from local funds. Overall, the United Church of God does not have a very big footprint in Europe, and we feel that we are making a fair contribution to that footprint. A brief comparison with the other areas where the United Church of God is organized might be helpful for you. First of all, you see a comparison between the Gute Nachrichten in the yellow, I believe it is. Within Europe, we mail to 22 different countries, with the Good News in red as it's mailed from the United Kingdom within Europe. These stats are published stats as of this year. Next, a comparison between the Good News in the United Kingdom alone, country to country, and the Gute Nachrichten only within Germany. Next, the Gute Nachrichten in Germany only compared to the Italian Good News in Italy only. And lastly, the German Good News in Germany only, and the Good News in France. So our overall footprint is very small, but we feel we're making a fair contribution to that. Our income has held steady over the last several years at approximately 150 to 160,000 euros, although last year, because of the general economic condition, we did have a 7.5% decrease. We're very happy with our Gute Nachrichten website. All of the literature that we have in print and that has been published in the last 5 years is available. We have a site search engine where visitors can check it out. And if a person clicks down here, he finds a button that's called Wir über uns, where we introduce ourselves to the readers. That translates roughly to It's About Us. So now we'll transition to some personal reports. We go to Berlin, a small group that meets on an average once a month. And this young lady here, a mother, a former computer professional, Barbara Herfkin is her name. She does all of our website design, and she does it for free as a sidelight. Our work is possible only because of member involvement. Recently, we had a professional web design service contact us and say, your websites look good, but we can make them better. And we said, well, since we get them for free now, we'll think about it if you're willing to pay us to do it. We go next to Hamburg. A small group that meets there every 4 weeks. Jürgen Haslop, who attended the ABC, was not there. This is where he normally attends on that day when this picture was made. And I call your attention to two ladies on the slide, both of whom are proofreaders for our publication. First of all, Mrs. Molly Aloa, who helps proofread booklets and our German United News. And then Monika Peters, a former Lufthansa Airbus pilot who now is a mother of four children and who helps proofread our publications. We go next to the Bonn area and to a suburb called Bad Godesberg. In this pedestrian zone here, you find a clothier, a family-owned business for four generations, and it was previously owned by this gentleman, Mr. Alfred Nachsheim. Now his daughter is running the business. In 1998, when the UCG Germany national chairman and treasurer quit on short notice, Alfred took over our bookkeeping. Alfred lost his right arm in World War II. He was a German officer, and he was wounded shortly before the end of the war on the Russian front. It probably saved his life. So he learned how to write with his left hand. And in 1998, he took over the bookkeeping, which he does in journal entry style, since he is, as he calls himself, a computer dinosaur. If you'd like to know what it feels like to ride on the Autobahn at 130 mile an hour in a Mercedes coupe driven by a one-armed man, ask President Roy Holiday. It's a faith builder. The bookkeeping now is done by a man you all know, I think, Mr. Alfred Riele. Alfred works for the German tax office, and he's computerized our system. And the tax authorities just recently reapproved our tax-exempt status in what our outside auditor considered to be an unusually short period of only 4 weeks. Another person I'd like to show you on the next image is on the right, Irena or Irene Vilopek. She's the only member of the United Church of God in the Czech Republic. Her husband Joseph died last December. Here you see her with her son Charlie at the Night to Be Much Observed in Munich. Charlie's not a member, but he's very positive towards our church, and he brought her to Munich so she could spend the spring feast with our brethren. About 2 years ago, our national council decided to place more emphasis on youth work. For the second time this summer, we will be having a youth singles weekend in a windmill that's a youth hostel near the Dutch-German border. Here you see a scene of that, and we already have young people and singles registered to attend from Belgium, England, France, Germany, and the Netherlands. In 1974, the first children's camp was held in the German language region. An image of that, the young children camped in tents. This summer, the United Church of God Germany will host its first children's camp in a rented youth hostel. We've rented the entire thing. To give you evidence that youth work is important, we go back to 1974. You see four young ladies here collecting wood for a campfire. And one of them in the circle, 30 years later, looks like this. Yasmina Aloa, an Ambassador University graduate, other than myself, the only employee of UCG Germany. She works 30 hours for us in editorial, mailing, and various responsibilities, and you see her here in her own small office, which we now have had for about 6 months. If you call our telephone number and we don't answer, the voice you hear is Yasmina's. And someone called and left a message for me. Paul, I guess one of your ladies answered the phone, and she asked me to relay, she is the lady. We also work with the Dutch area. Here you see the Dutch area and Mr. Marcos Rosales, who does our website design. He's the National Council member and the treasurer, recognition to whom recognition is due. He kept the United Church of God in the Netherlands alive after 1998. We published a supplement to the English Good News, which we use in the Netherlands. We have a subscriber list there of 1,100. And if you'd like further information, you can go to our church website, www.vkg.org. There's an English language button. So that's your update for the German language area. Thank you for your attention.